Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 11, verses 11 through 15. The Reverend Rob Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. O Lord, have mercy on us." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist sent two of his remaining disciples to Jesus. The others had already left John to follow Christ: Peter, Andrew, James, John, Nathanael. These two remaining ones needed to be shown the way. So they went to Jesus and asked him, "Are you the coming one?" He said, "Well, look around. What's going on?" And he sent them back. And after they leave, Jesus speaks to the crowds about John, and Jesus has high praise for John and says a very striking thing. "There has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist." No one. Behind John stand all the prophets. All their words are funneling up into him to a fine, sharp point. They are like a great wind which fills his sails and propels him along. Adam and Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, the 12, they all press into John. All the prophets who have been since the world began find their culmination here. Their words flow into him and then out through his bony finger, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." From his prison cell, John pointed his disciples to Jesus. Even from the grave, we still hear his voice and see his finger, "Behold the Lamb of God." Rightly, Jesus says, no one is greater than John the Baptist. He is Elijah resurgent, the last of the Old Testament prophets whose words proclaim the coming of God to us. All the prophecies are pressed into him, and he alone of them all sees the Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, and he says, "Behold." Perhaps you'd like something like that said about you. Everyone wants to be great. Many pastors leave seminary with dreams of becoming the great church father, another Luther perhaps. Many of us hold hopes that we are more important than those around us. We daydream about being greater people than we really are. The people around us never do quite match up, do they? We also think things will make us great. If I have soft clothes, a nice house, if I go on enviable vacations, other people will admire me. They will seek me out. They will want me at their parties where I can tell them amazing stories, because we like to be the center of attention. All our hearts are filled with a miserable pride. We're deceitful. We're jealous. We look down on those among us. We are greedy for more things, more money, more attention. No one is immune to it. No one. And so what John also said is this: repent. Repent. Remember, John said he was not worthy to untie Jesus' sandals. John's greatness in Jesus' eyes didn't get him any earthly good. He was dressed in camel's hide. He ate locusts and honey. The churchly authorities hated him and said he had a demon. Herod locked him up because John spoke against his illegitimate marriage to his brother's wife. John spoke about morality and people hated it. Hated it. What did his words get him? Violence. Since John's day, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Herod seized John and then beheaded him to fulfill a foolish promise. Later, St. Stephen would be killed. Peter and Paul and many others would suffer for being members of the kingdom of heaven. For all of them, though, is the breath that carried the prophets along moved them to speak of Jesus. He is the one that all the violence is directed against. It's his kingdom, his word, his life that offends to this day. The violent took Jesus by force. The only one greater than John was lifted up and crucified. He who is born of a woman and born under the law, and that one took our sins into his body on the tree that we might be made righteous and called sons of God. By his stripes we are healed. And he has taken our pride and exchanged it for his humility. Our deceit is exchanged for his truth. Our jealousy toward others, he turns into good works of love and compassion for those same people that we're jealous of. Jesus says something else striking in this little thing. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Who would that be? Well, it's the Christians, you. You have all the riches that John could only talk about and point to, but you have what he never really saw. You have what the prophets always wanted to know about, the thing that the angels long to look into. You have the fullness of Christ. You have his fulfilled word. You have his gifts of salvation poured over your head and placed onto your tongue that you may taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus is right. There is no one born of a woman who is greater than John, yet we are not merely born of a woman. We are born of water and the Spirit. We who are least are called great for the sake of Jesus. We who were not a people are now the people of God. We who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So you who are least are greater than the baptizer, because you are knit into the one who is greater than John, who endured scorn and shame and death to redeem you, to justify you, to make you his own. And thus we have no need for ego. We have no need for acclaim. We have no need for greatness to be set over against one another. For Jesus is all in all. It is his holy name we praise. It is him from whom we get our life. And because you are in Christ, there's no need to fear the violent or those who mock and scorn you. Death has no hold on you anymore. Zechariah sung of this. He said, "The Lord, through his preachers, gives his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." That is our chief gift. John, with that great divine wind behind him, pointed his hearers to the one who is coming. He and every preacher point us to the one who comes in his word, his water, his body and blood. All the prophets and all the apostles point us ever to the one who is coming to reign and to rule, Christ Jesus, our Lord and our King. For he comes to raise the dead and to bring his saints to live ever before his face. And so we, his holy church, his beautiful bride, are always breathing out her prayer. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.